Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Automation for the Enterprise. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn how the entire Tivoli System Automation Suite can provide your enterprise superior availability. The speaker for today's teleconference is Butch Rambisch, Manager of High Availability and Workload Automation Project Management, Tivoli Software. At this time, I'd like to hand it over to our speaker, Butch Rambisch.
Thank you. Again, this is Butch Rambisch, a product manager in systems automation, and we have a portfolio of products for managing high availability and business continuity. This presentation will show you how to enable business continuity for your organization. Going to the next slide, the agenda for this presentation, we'll spend some time discussing a couple terms, business continuity, what that term is, and then a somewhat new term, continuous availability, and kind of define that term, and then we'll discuss the common issues and challenges facing organizations today to deliver business continuity in an ever-changing and challenging environment. And following that, I'll spend a good bit of time discussing how Tivoli provides an integrated solution that helps you deliver business continuity and continuous availability for your organization. And finally, we'll open it up for some questions and answers. So if you move to slide 3, let's talk about business continuity. What is business continuity? I spent many years early in my career doing disaster recovery, and this is really the beginning foundation for business continuity. Business continuity is an evolution from what years ago was called disaster recovery, where we took all of our disk drives, we made backups to tape, and we shipped those to a remote site and restored them with the assumption that if we could restore all of our data and all of our disk drives, that we could then get our system up and running. And so over time, organizations are facing increasing demands to maintain a higher degree of availability. And so business continuity is really moving beyond a technology-based backing up of data and really focusing on all of the aspects of a business, looking at all of the components, whether it be people, processes, your application and your data, and your technology. And so really it's putting in a process for assessing, planning, and executing all of the portions of your IT organization required to keep your business up and running. Next slide. Now let's talk a little bit about continuous availability. This is a little bit of a newer term, and it's coined within IBM recently, and it's really looking at all of the different aspects, whether it be disaster recovery, high availability, or continuous operations. It's putting those together into something that allows your organization to respond not just to disasters, but also planned disruptions, whether it be maintenance, new equipment, whatever the system maintenance might be, and high availability. And this would be responding to smaller disruptions, a server going down. It's not a disaster, but it's something that you clearly need to take into account. And so in the area of high availability, we have our clustering technologies that allow you to then cluster your servers and provide failovers. So taking high availability, continuous operations, and disaster recovery, putting them together provides you the ability to deliver continuous availability for your organization. And this is really where companies are headed today, is to say, we don't have the ability to have our business down for any amount of time at all, and so we need to make sure that our critical business IT functions are available at all times. Next slide. I want to talk a little bit about the challenges that disruption to your services causes to your business. And so the business risks that companies face today are fairly obvious, and for many companies, loss of business is very likely in case of a critical outage if they're not able to get their business up and running. Companies like brokerage firms, retail sales, and pay-per-view, you can see here, this is a somewhat dated chart, and this has only gotten more expensive over time. And so if these companies have any kind of outages, the cost per hour for being down is astronomical. And so it's important that they be able to get the systems back up and running to get their business functioning, and they need to do this very rapidly. And in today's business environment, customers are just a click away from going to a competitor. And so it's important for businesses to be able to maintain high availability and be able to have their systems up and running so that customers don't even notice when a server goes down or any other kind of outage. And then, of course, credibility, brand image, and stock value are critical to companies these days. I recently heard a quote from a German car manufacturer that was having a problem with a particular brand or a model that they had put out, and he made the statement that he was glad he didn't have the problem that some of the American companies had, and that was a lack of credibility, that they put out good products, but that their brand image had suffered over the years. And so his point was it's easier to recover from an actual problem with the product than it is to recover from a problem with brand image. So this is a very important thing for companies today. And then many companies today face penalties when they fall out of compliance. I worked for a bank years ago, and I know that if the ATM network, if you had certain compliance requirements for performance, and if you didn't meet those performance criteria, whether it be availability or actually delivering transactions within a set amount of time, there were actual penalties that had to be paid to the network. And so these kind of costs to organizations are very real, and this is what drives business continuity requirements for organizations and the requirement for continuous availability. If you go to the next slide, one of the things that is becoming more and more true every day is how IT is integral to the actual business. And this varies from industry to industry, but industries 10 years ago, IT was primarily a back office function. Even for many of those companies now, IT is now forefront in the delivery of their business systems and interacting directly with their customers. And so for IT, business continuity has become much more important than it was many years ago when we were primarily a back office operations. And so business continuity requires more than just making sure that we have the technology and the applications and data available, but we have to be integrated with all aspects of our business. We need to reach out beyond IT and be able to work with a line of business managers and other parts of our company to make sure that when we get the system up and running, that we are also taking into account all the different aspects of the business and ensuring that not just that IT is up and running, but that the business is up and running. We need to have recovery plans that are integrated into the business priorities so that our most critical systems are the ones that we get up and running quickly. We need to make sure that our business plans are always current. This is a major challenge. I'm going to come back to this point a little later, but business plans quickly become obsolete. And I mentioned earlier that early in my career, I spent time doing disaster recovery. And 15, 20 years ago, one of the things that became very evident is about the time you finished your disaster recovery plan, it was already obsolete. And change comes much faster these days, and they become obsolete much quicker. So this is a real problem. And then testing our business continuity. Testing can be complicated and expensive. And so consequently, it's rarely performed by many companies. And so this is another issue that must be dealt with. Let's move to slide 7. One of the things that we see as we talk to customers about their business continuity planning is even today, companies are primarily focused on application and data and technology. And the problem is technology cannot solve all of the business continuity problems by itself. Many cases, our business continuity plans don't really take into account our people and our processes or our facilities. And so it's important that a business continuity plan take into account not just the application and data and the technology, but also our people, processes, and facilities. We require people to run our business, and the people that we require to run our business have specific skills and expertise. And for many cases, the people that run our business on a daily basis live in the area where the data center that is suffering the disaster is. And so in many cases, those people are suffering at a personal level the same kind of disaster. And so we don't take into account the fact that these people may not be available because they may be taking care of their own personal lives and getting their own lives in order. So we have to make sure that our business continuity plans provide for the ability to bring in other subject matter experts to help bring our business back up and running in a time of a disaster. And so these are just the kind of things that we need to consider when we're building a business continuity plan. And we need to make sure that we have the facilities, not just a data center to run our IT organization, but if we're a retail organization and we need a shipping facility, we need to make sure that our business continuity plans include facilities like shipping and handling of merchandise and other things that are required to run our business. So getting our application data and technology up and running is important, but all of that needs to be tied into all these other aspects of business continuity. So we go to slide 8. In addition to just the technology, we need to look at the business priorities. And so when we look at our business priorities, instead of bringing up our systems by platform, we need to be sure that as we bring systems online, that we're focusing on our critical business applications, and we need to coordinate that with our line of businesses and ensure that our business priorities and our business continuity priorities are in sync. And so we need to prioritize all of our business services and our recovery plans and ensure that all of the capabilities, regardless of the platforms, so instead of focusing on bringing up our mainframe systems and then our distributed systems, we need to ensure that we look at it in a more holistic fashion and look at it from the standpoint of our line of businesses and ensure that as we recover systems and applications that we put the right amount of effort to take into account our business priorities. Let's move to slide 9. This is the point I wanted to come back to. As I mentioned earlier, the ever-changing environment that we face today, it's just more and more true that our business continuity plans fall out of currency very, very quickly. And what happens is we begin to write our business continuity plan down, and about the time we get done with the first page, somebody's already submitted some changes or planning changes for applications, hardware, and other aspects of our system that then cause those plans to become obsolete. And so we need to have a mechanism for planning our business continuity and our recovery scenarios in such a way that it will take into account changes and problems and other configuration issues within our environment that directly impact business continuity. So we need to integrate with our service desk for our change and problem management and release management. Moving to slide 10, let's talk about testing and business continuity. Many organizations today rarely do a test more than once a year. In fact, only 20% test more than once a year, and then only 39% test once a year, and then the remainder don't even run a test once a year. And these are companies that still rely on their IT organization to deliver services critical to their business. And so they're really running at a risk of not being able to survive any kind of critical disaster, like a Katrina or a World Trade Center, or any of the other disasters that we can look around and see in the news today. And the reason is testing is difficult and expensive. It requires a lot of manpower. It requires a lot of planning. In many cases, it requires an expense of setting up a remote data center or signing contracts with another company to provide those remote disaster recovery scenarios. And it becomes very difficult to do it any other way. And so one of the solutions that we see for this would be to provide the ability to simulate a recovery process without actually executing it. This would greatly reduce the cost and the complexity and the amount of planning efforts that needs to go in to put that together. And so we need to be able to execute a comprehensive test with minimal disruption to our business and assess the results and then assure that we're in compliance with any regulatory requirements for our particular industry. If we go to the next slide, we'll talk a little bit about specifically what would an ideal business continuity solution look like. Well, I've talked a little bit about these, but we'll recap this. And the process must incorporate people and all the process elements in addition to the technology and the data requirements for our business. We need to provide the ability to manage recovery from a business impact. So we need to take our business priorities. We need to prioritize all of our line of business applications and understand how all of these interdependencies are between these various applications and what is the business impact for service disruptions. We need to prioritize all of this and ensure that our capabilities aren't platform by platform but are actually cross-platform according to the business priorities for our applications. And then, of course, we need to have tight integration with our other IT processes like change and release management, incident and problem management. And then we also need to provide the ability for testing and specifically the ability to do some simulations so that we can reduce the cost of testing as well as the impact to our test by taking people that are normally there for the running of our production business out of the shop to do a test at a remote site. If we can provide some simulation capabilities, we can allow them to do that within the context of their daily job without impact to the running of the business. If we go to the next slide, I want to begin to describe Tivoli's integrated solution for high availability, for disaster recovery, and then also a new product that we just introduced called Tivoli Business Continuity Process Manager. So I'm going to discuss these solutions, how they're integrated, and how they deliver continuous availability and business continuity for your organization. Recently, IBM introduced a concept, Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z. And it's not a single solution, but it's a portfolio of products intended to deliver management capabilities from your System Z environment, if that is what you choose as your management platform, for all of your environments, regardless of platform. And so it's an integrated set of solutions, and it's based on visibility, control, and automation. And what we mean by that is you need to be able to see your systems and have visibility to each of your systems, not just your Z, but into any of your distributed systems and applications, because if you can't see it, you can't manage it. And then once you can see it, you need to be able to control it. You need to have the tools and the capabilities necessary to control the system and applications and all of the subsystems on those various platforms in order to be able to manage your environment, keeping your risk low and your compliance with all of your various industry requirements. You need to be in compliance with those. And then finally, once you can see it and you can control it, then finally you need to be able to automate it. You need to be able to automate all of the processes, and that helps you to build agility into your operations, making your company able to respond and act much quicker within the bounds of technology for delivering high availability and business continuity. So on slide 14, I want to talk about the systems automation family of products. We have policy-based automation for systems automation for ZOS, systems automation for multi-platforms. These products provide automation for maintaining high availability for your critical business applications that run on those platforms. We also have Systems Automation Application Manager, which is a policy-based operational tool that provides you a single point of control for applications that span multiple platforms. For example, if you're running an ERP application that maybe runs with a web application on AIX and has a back-end database on DB2 on SA for ZOS, SA Application Manager provides you the ability to view the status of all of those resources, take action on those resources, stop and start the application, and ensure that all of the resources are started in the proper order. We provide these capabilities on a variety of platforms, Linux, AIX, Windows, Solaris, as well as ZOS. And for Linux, we provide that on all of the platforms, including Linux on ZOS. Systems Application Manager and SA for Multi-Platforms both support Linux on ZOS, which provides a unique capability for our customers. Moving to slide 15, we'll talk a little more detail about the Tivoli Systems Automation family. One of the things that we're going to start out here is talking about first-level automation, and this is the platform-specific automation required to deliver high availability for applications running on these various platforms. So in the case of SA for ZOS, it's a first-level automation that provides the ability to keep all of your ZOS-based applications and subsystems highly available, which is foundational to the GDPS offering from IBM. IBM Geographically Dispersed Parallel Sysplex is an industry-leading disaster recovery capability that allows you to do resource sharing and workload balancing between geographically dispersed data centers. And it uses SA for ZOS to ensure that it can fail over applications and data from one data center to another in case of a disaster. Moving to slide 16, the next first-level automation is SA Multi-Platform, as I mentioned previously, available on Linux of all flavors, Windows, AIX, Solaris, and ZOS. It provides clustering capabilities on each of those platforms, providing the ability to provide high availability for applications within a homogeneous environment within each of the platforms, maintaining high availability for applications on both platforms, applications like SAP, DB2, ITM, the Tivoli CCMDB, as well as customers' company-specific applications. Going to slide 17, I want to talk about the end-to-end automation, the Systems Automation Application Manager, in a little more detail. It sits above all of these first-level automation capabilities. It ties them together and allows the operation of an application across the different platforms. So whether an application is running on AIX and Linux, or whether it runs on ZOS, AIX, and Linux, or any combination there within those platforms, SA Application Manager provides a single point of control and management for high availability across those platforms. Now, in addition to our own first-level automation capabilities, SA ZOS and SA Multi-Platform, we also provide that same capability of single point of control, including those applications where a customer may be using Veritas on Solaris, HACMP, or Microsoft Cluster Server for their first level high availability automation. So we can incorporate all of that using an adapter technology so that customers can leverage what they've already invested in and don't have to rip and replace all of their first level automation across their environment. And then finally, on slide 18, the last product in the Tivoli Systems Automation family that I'm going to discuss today is the SAIOM, or System Automation for Integrated Operations Manager. It provides an automated alert and escalation capability so that if you have availability issues that require a subject matter expert, you can define a policy-based mechanism for alerting them, and if there's not a response to that alert, it will escalate to the next person in the policy. And there's a lot of flexibility here for ensuring that you have somebody to take action when you have an issue that is causing any kind of outage or impact to your availability. It does also provide some outboard automation capabilities for remote data centers if that's required. Slide 19, a little more detail on SA for ZOS. SA for ZOS basically has three major components. The systems automation capability provides capability for providing high availability for your applications and subsystems on your ZOS environment. You can automate many repetitive tasks. You monitor for any kind of messages that require action. You can do failover within a Sysplex environment, tying all of your ZOS systems together almost as if they were one system, and providing failover and high availability for all of these critical applications. In addition, there are two other major capabilities. One is the processor automation, which allows you to automate the initialization and configuring of your ZOS systems. You can make dynamic changes to your logical partitioning. You can shut down remote servers. It's a capability that allows your one ZOS environment to actually IPL another ZOS environment. So you can then do scheduled maintenance across all your environments and have it automated so that you can maintain high availability for your critical application. So as you are starting one system, you can fail over all of the applications to another system until that one started back up, and then SAZOS can move those back to the original system. And then finally, in large, complex ZOS environments, one of the things that's true today is that I/O configurations change quite frequently. And in many organizations, the only way to change your I/O configuration is to IPL all of your systems. And many companies are operating on a 7x24, 365-day-a-year calendar, and so that becomes very difficult. And SA for ZOS provides the ability to make changes to your I/O configuration on the fly. And by doing this, you can ensure that your ZOS systems are constantly available, and most importantly, that these changes are done in a safe fashion, ensuring that none of your systems are adversely affected. Moving to slide 20, a little more detail about GDPS. This is an IBM Global Services offering. It leverages Tivoli's SA for ZOS product and allows an organization to define an interrelationship between two different data centers so that their production data center, if they have any kind of problem, they can have a site failover of applications. And so in this particular case, if LPAR3 were to go down, all of the data has been mirrored using HyperSwap over to this remote site. And so when the LPAR3 goes down, the system will automatically fail over and start that up on LPAR4 so that they will then be able to recover. And some of these can be done in just a matter of minutes. So for mainframe applications, it's almost undetectable that there was any kind of outage to begin with. If you go on to slide 21, the XDR component for systems automation for multi-platforms extends that GDPS capability. So for a lot of organizations that are investing now in Linux on vSeries, the XDR component allows GDPS to then incorporate that logical partition into the site takeover capabilities so that if they were to lose part of their Linux on Z environment, GDPS can then coordinate a site takeover. And so if LPAR1 were to go down, then GDPS could then have hyperswapped all the data, ensuring that it can do a takeover and move the Linux for Z system over to the remote site. Moving to slide 22, this is really an actual application architecture from a consumer electronics company. And the key point here is if you look at the various colors, this particular application requires the use of a variety of different platforms. And managing this application and its high availability can be quite complex just because of the number of platforms and operational components of this particular application. If you go to slide 23, we'll talk about how a company can manage that. I talked about Systems Automation Application Manager earlier. It's an application manager that allows you to define the relationships of all of those components across the platforms and be able to act on them from a single web-based console. You can look and see the status of each of those components. You can do some logical grouping of those components and look at the status of the logical grouping, because obviously just the sheer numbers of that particular diagram, it would be daunting just to go through a detailed list of status. So by being able to aggregate those, you make your operational teams much more efficient and able to manage complex applications. And again, it does have an optional feature to tie that in, bridge it into GDPS for recovery across sites. Going to slide 24, we'll talk a little bit about what that means to tie that in with GDPS. We'll look at a scenario here. And so in this particular scenario, we have a rolling disaster. It's an unplanned site takeover, and an operator receives a prompt from GDPS for a takeover. GDPS has detected an error in a system over at Site 1 and has prompted them for a takeover. And so if you go to slide 25, you'll see that the GDPS will kill the processes where the site is encountering problems so that it can then do the takeover. And going to the next slide, it then begins to stop discretionary workload at the recovery site to ensure that there's enough processing power to then bring the production workload from Site 1 over to Site 2. And then on the next slide, it begins to then start the production workload at the recovery site. All of this is automated and can take place in just a matter of seconds. And so it helps to ensure that for your distributed systems running on Linux on System Z, that you can recover those in your remote site very, very quickly. And then on slide 28, the site takeover is complete. And one last note here is that when Site 1 becomes made available, GDPS can do this in reverse and move the systems back to the original site to help an organization to get back up and running in their normal environment once the problems have been resolved. Moving to slide 29, I want to talk about a new product that we just announced recently. It's been available for a short time now, and it's the Tivoli Business Continuity Process Manager. This product works with the IBM Tivoli SA family, and it also works with Tivoli's Change and Configuration Management Database to deliver a holistic business continuity solution. And so recently we've delivered the CCMDB on Z, and now we have the Business Continuity Process Manager also running on Z, and it provides you the ability to address some of the common challenges that we've discussed. It integrates the service management processes across a variety of Tivoli products, and it helps to incorporate the people and process elements of your organization. By integrating with the Tivoli Change Configuration Management Database, we're able to then manage our business continuity in light of all of the changes that are taking place in our environment, and it enables us to then manage from a business impact perspective and not just from a technology perspective. And it does provide some capabilities for doing some simulation and testing, as well as some measurement of our recovery processes. And moving to slide 30, we'll talk a little more detail about the Business Continuity Process Manager and what the Business Continuity Process Manager is. It's a product delivered from Tivoli that provides integration with the CCMDB and your business continuity requirements for your company. It provides the ability to define the processes required for maintaining high availability for all of your critical business applications. It reduces the possibility for human error and improves the alignment of all your work efforts for your people with prioritized recovery tasks. It allows you to define business continuity plans that are integrated with your change and configuration management database to ensure that as your environment changes, that your business continuity plans are kept in line with your environment. And all of this is done using industry best practices based on IDLE. And all of this is designed to help reduce the impact of outages by automating all of the execution of the recovery tasks and the notification of the people required to ensure that your environment is continuously available. Moving to slide 31, manual crisis management is not only risky, but impossible for many organizations today. The environments are just much too complex to have any kind of manual crisis management to be effective. And so the Business Continuity Process Manager provides the ability to not rely on manual crisis management, but to rely on automation for business continuity and high availability for all of the necessary parts of your business applications, regardless of the platforms that they run on. Moving to slide 32, the Business Continuity Process Manager ensures that your recovery strategy will incorporate all the people and processes within your environment. It allows you to then assess and plan and simulate your business continuity plans. It allows your plans to be adapted based on the changes in your environment and to use the people within your organization to define the business continuity plans and ensure that the people factor of your business is taken into account as you implement your business continuity plans. If you look at slide 33, it provides a repeatable process for defining and testing your recovery plans. Once a plan is defined within the system, it will provide the ability to analyze any outages. It will use the right people within the organization to approve any proposed recovery. It would be inadvisable to have a business continuity recovery plan that is fully automated. You would not want your computer to take over and make a decision when a disaster takes place. But once a disaster has been declared, you want to be able to automate the steps in between, and you want somebody to verify that the recovery is complete. And so the business continuity plan helps you to mitigate the risk of your environment by providing a repeatable and tested plan for your business continuity. If you go to slide 34, all of this is based on IBM's Tivoli Unified Process, which is an extension of IDLE that provides you the ability to then manage your recovery plan and execute it. You can report on it by defining your key performance indicators and manage your recovery and evaluate the success and the reliability of your environment. And then slide 35, it uses a role-based environment for defining the various people that are involved in the recovery plan, and those roles then allow the defining and approving as well as declaring a disaster so that only certain people can declare this disaster, requires specific approvals, and it requires specific people or roles to verify the recovery. Moving to slide 36, BCPM also provides the ability to measure and report on all aspects of your availability and your business continuity. You can measure the resource availability, their up and down times, what the unexpected outages are, and the time of those unexpected outages. You can look at it by specific resources, identifying the highest number of unexpected outages, as well as some startup and shutdown reports for reporting cumulative startup and shutdown times for your resources, including any dependencies for those resources. And then moving to slide 37, the easing of the testing is a critical piece of this, and allowing you to then define tests, run through those tests, simulate inputs created by the various operational management products. And then you can then simulate a trouble ticket, instantiate the test. You can then do some reports based on the test, as well as simulate actions within the environment. In slide 38, this closed loop provides you the ability to then assess, plan, and execute all aspects of your business continuity in a repeatable fashion to ensure that your business continuity plans are always current and tested so that if there is any situation that provides an impact to your business environment, that you can respond to that and ensure that your business always has continuous availability. Moving to slide 39, Tivoli Business Continuity Process Manager is the next evolution in our systems automation family. This product is industry-leading capabilities for providing a process manager for defining your business continuity requirements within your company. You can define these business continuity requirements based on your business priorities and not based on your technology. It allows you to move beyond recovering specific platforms and the data within those platforms and allowing you to then define business continuity processes, which incorporates people, facilities, as well as your technology to ensure that your critical business systems are kept continuously available to meet your business continuity requirements. And moving to slide 40, I'd like to open it up for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Butch. Now we'd like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time that you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Question 1. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. Or if it was low, press star 3. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. Question 2, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. Or if it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Question 3. How often does your company update and actively test your business continuity and disaster recovery plan? If more than once a year, press star 1. If once a year, press star 2. If once every 2 years, press star 3. If once every 3 to 5 years, press star 4. If less than every 5 years, press star 5. Or if we do not have a BC or DR plan, press star 6. Again, we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. Question 4. How confident are you that your company could effectively recover from a significant site-level disruption or crisis? If very confident, press star 1. If confident, press star 2. If somewhat confident, press star 3. Or if not confident, press star 4. Question 5. We hope that you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch tone telephone. At this time, I'll turn the conference back over to Butch while we wait for questions. Once again, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. Our first question will come from Randy Smith.
Hello, is the
Hello
base,
Randy.
Hello. Is the base NetView product required for the system automation part?
Base NetView is required for systems automation. It is not required for the business continuity process manager.
Okay, thank you.
Huh?
And as a final reminder, to star one if you'd like to ask a question. And our next question will come from Kyle Stewart.
Hi, Butch.
Hello, Kyle.
I appreciate the presentation. Wondering what version of SA and NetView is required to use that business continuity manager or process manager and some of those other neat bells and whistles.
Well, the business continuity process manager does not require SA for ZOS or NetView, either one. However, it will take it will use SA if you have it to help start and stop processes.
So is that if it was doing that, would it require 3.1 to work or 3.2 or where are we at with that?
I don't believe there's any specific release requirement. Obviously,
okay.
we encourage customers to get on the latest and greatest because there are a lot of capabilities that came out with 3.2 with regard to Megamon integration and some other new features, but it's not necessary for Business Continuity Process Manager.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Rambis, it appears there are no further questions at this time. I'll turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing comments.
I just want to thank everybody for joining us for this conference call, and I look forward to seeing you in the virtual world for future conference calls like this in the future. Thank you very much.
That does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you for your participation, and have a wonderful day.